In New York City, there are about 402,000 people on welfare. That's the lowest number since 1964. City officials credit stricter welfare policies. But critics say it's hard to know if New Yorkers who leave the welfare rolls are doing better or barely scraping by. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
For 43-year-old Kevin Walsh, the walk from the South Street Seaport to a Manhattan subway station is a victory in itself.
We can get on at Wall Street. Yeah, for the 4 and 5.
7 years ago, both of Walsh's knees blew out. Asthma medication he'd taken as a child had eroded the cartilage over time, and bones crunched together with each step.
I had this weird walk. If you were my friend, you could tell it was me coming from like 2-3 blocks away.
Welsh swipes his Metro card and heads down to the train platform. He's on his way to his night shift job, cleaning brokerage offices on Fifth Avenue. Bad knees were just one of his problems back then. At about the same time, Welsh, his wife, and their 4 children were evicted from their home in Brooklyn. Homeless and out of a job for the first time in his life, Welsh had to apply for welfare.
It was hard. It was something I didn't want to do. It made me depressed, made me feel down, because I had taken care of myself.
If walking is a victory, so is finding work. Welsh is one of the success stories New York officials point to as they promote the city's historic drop in its welfare caseload. That drop of 63% is roughly comparable to the decline nationwide. It's significant, though, because of New York City's demographics. In many ways, the clash between who needs welfare and who gets it is lost in a shuffle of soaring rents, unemployment, and other issues related to the high cost of living in the city. Welsh found work in December through the city's We Care program. It was designed to analyze what keeps some welfare recipients from being employed. It's the latest step in an overall shift in welfare policies that toughened under former mayor Rudolph Giuliani and continue under current mayor Michael Bloomberg.
I think the assumption about the Bloomberg administration was that the welfare numbers would go through the roof.
But Verna Eggleston says that didn't happen. She's commissioner of New York City's Human Resources Administration. Eggleston says her agency's philosophy about public assistance is simple. Cut the paperwork and get up close and personal. Some people may not need to go on welfare.
If I have a conversation with you when you first walk in the door, I might discover that you, in fact, know what you want. And if I can meet you there and I can say, oh, okay, you just lost your job and maybe you just need this little small benefit, you know, to keep you up. And maybe I don't have to open up a whole case and maybe I don't have to send you down this road where you have to prove to me that you deserve these other small benefits.
In a city where housing costs make it almost impossible for poor people to pay rent, critics say steering people out of welfare towards low-wage jobs is hardly a solution.
New York City has an enormous number of people in poverty.
Beth Weitzman is a professor of health and public policy at New York University. She says it's impossible to call New York City's welfare policy a success when you consider other numbers.
Probably about 30% of the households in New York City are living in real poverty.
That's about 3 million people, many of them children and people of color. Community activists say a significant percentage are working poor families who are most vulnerable to winding up back on public assistance. Rachel Jones, NPR News.